Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
How much pressure do you put on yourself when you have a year that maybe you're not happy with?
Change anything about your approach?
The start of the year is the same every year. It doesn't really matter what happened last year. The start of the year is the start of the year. So I do the best job I can this year, just like I did last year and the year before that and the year before that and the 20 years before that and the 20-some years before that. So I'll do the best I can. I'm sure not everybody will be happy with it, but I'll do the best I can.
Phil Belichick, in some ways acknowledging some of the pressure facing him and this team this season. Going to treat it like every other year. But he's not dismissing that there's pressure. I think there should be pressure on Bill this year. I don't know how much there actually is, but I think there should be. Robert Kraft attempted to do it 1 year ago at the owners' meetings. And again, we should hear from Robert Kraft here shortly. I don't know exactly when he's scheduled to speak. Sometime in the 3 o'clock hour, when he starts talking, you'll start hearing from him. Whether it's in clip form or if we can play the full thing, great. But, you know, it was about a year ago at the owners' meetings when he said, we haven't won a playoff game in 3 years. We've been to the playoffs a couple of times. We haven't won a playoff game in 3 years. Well, now it's four. They've missed the playoffs two out of the last three. It's been 4 years since they've won a playoff game. And so I'd imagine if Kraft was putting some pressure on then, he should put on a hell of a lot more now. And I think Bill is feeling the pressure on some level. I think he has to be. And I think that's part of the reason he had to answer questions today. I think he had to answer questions today. I don't think he chose to. I think he had to. And maybe he knew he had to, so Robert didn't even have to twist his arm. He's like, I can't get away with having the year we just had and not answer any questions. Or maybe Robert had to outright tell him. Either way, I think Bill is feeling it a little bit. He at least should be feeling it a little bit based on how last year went. It was a disaster.
What does that pressure sound like, though? I mean, I'm just, when we say pressure on Bill Belichick,
mm-hmm.
there's going to be a certain amount of pressure, you know, from just losing and having it all. He said at the beginning of last season, hey, anything that goes wrong with this coaching experiment, well, it all comes back to me.
Here's a good example.
And now it has, but it's like, is Kraft really going in there and like leaning on him and saying, hey, you got to operate this way or that way?
He should. I think he should. And look, apparently he's not doing it with free agency. I think he should have done it more with free agency. And we're going to get to their spending here momentarily. But Bill made it clear, like, we're going to spend to the cap. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. I think Robert gives him a budget and Bill spends with that budget how he sees fit. I think the mistake from Robert Kraft is he should lean on him a little more and say, hey, Bill, can we target a high-end player on the roster? Does everybody have to be a middle of the roster, bottom of the roster special teamer? Does that have to be every signing? We do that to be every signing?
Yeah, that's right.
So that's where I think Robert could step in a little bit more. Like, the budget is the budget. Fine. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt on that. Fine. Can the owner say, could we try to get a number one wide receiver? Or instead of spreading our money out over a couple of tight ends, could we channel it somewhere else? And why all this money on special teams? That's where I think he could lean on Bill more. 617-779-7937. We'll get to your feedback here on Bill Belichick, his discussion on Mac Jones. Wouldn't commit to him. Which, again, I know that caller last hour, what was his name again? An Acushnet?
Butch.
Thank you, Butch. It's like,
Butch loved
it. I love how Bill doesn't give you guys anything. Really? That still exists. when they haven't won a playoff game in 4 years, they've missed the playoffs two of the last 3 years. Bill's never done squat without Tom Brady. You still love it. You don't start to find it a little annoying. And even if you pretend to still love it out there, do you think Robert likes it? I can't imagine he does. So we'll get back to your feedback here on this. And again, when Robert Kraft starts speaking, we'll go to him. Let me hear Bill on spending. There were two of these. The first one was pretty early on, and I think it was Tom Curran who started the ball rolling on this. Let's hear the first exchange on the Patriots and their spending or lack thereof.
The press conference you did the day after the season ended, you mentioned that over the past 3 years, you guys are among the lowest spending teams in the NFL. I was wondering, was that a lament or was that a, hey, we've been fiscally responsible? I think there's been a lot of conjecture as to what the point of that was. I know it's just a fact, but what was the relevance of that?
Well, I think we've been pretty competitive every year that I've been here with the Patriots. That's our overall plan, and so I expect it to continue that way.
And to do that?
I think we've managed pretty well over the last 20 however many years, so I think we'll continue managing in a way we've been competitive every year, and expect that we'll continue to be competitive.
So the notion of spending and, okay, where the Patriots fit in the grand scale of how much this year, how much that year, and the average. Like, we people fixing.
My comment was a correction. So I was asked a question about high cash spending and how high it was and some other things that went along with it. And the fact is that's just inaccurate. I mean, in a Polaroid shot, yes, but anybody that knows anything about the cap understands that it's spread out over a period of time. So you have high cash spending, then you have low cash spending. And you can look at every team in the league, and there's no difference between our team and any other team. If it's high, it's going to be low. If it's low, then eventually it's going to be high.
So I'm shaking my head. Not
obviously.
Even I'm not even shaking my head, Mego, at the two up, one down, two up.
What's
I'm not,
high is low, what's
yeah,
low is high.
I'm not even shaking my head at that. I'm shaking my head at Bill lying. Bill's lying. Bill wasn't asked about that. I have the question right in front of me from what Bill was asked on January 9th. Last year, you spent an unprecedented amount of money in free agency. And I was wondering if after the second year, you felt like you got the best bang for your buck. They were being asked, he was being asked about the 2021 free agency class and what he felt he got out of it. He wasn't asked about spending over a chunk of time or spending year to year. He was asked about getting bang for their buck for a specific free agent class. So Bill's lying when he, or he's misremembering or whatever, when he is trying to say, well, you know, I was just correcting the record on what I was being asked. No, that's not true. You were asked about one free agent class and whether or not you feel like you got bang for your buck out of it. Pretty cut and dry. You're the one who decided to make it a 3-year snapshot. You're the one who decided to frame it that way.
Two low and one high.
No, don't want to hear it. And furthermore,
two medium.
Furthermore,
medium.
Bill, when we keep going, does Bill get it? This to me is another, all these answers about the last 25 years and, well, we've been doing it this way for a long time. This is evidence that Bill doesn't get it. I said on Friday, Mego, I'm done asking if the Patriots are done. Are they done? What do you think they're going to do? Are they going to get Jerry Jeudy? Are they going to get DeAndre Hopkins? What should they add? I'm done doing it. They're done. They're done. That's now a statement for me. I'm not asking what they're going to keep doing. They're done. And if I'm wrong, great. I'll be happy to be wrong if they go out and make a big move, especially at wide receiver. But now I'm phrasing it and framing it as a statement. I do the same thing with this. It's not, does Bill get it? Bill doesn't get it. You don't get it, Bill. You can't act like you've been acting for 20 years. There's a significant piece missing. You don't have Brady anymore. So you can't keep acting that way. I'm not asking if Bill gets it. Bill does not get it. That's now a statement, Mego. Bill doesn't get it.
I think this relates directly back to the conversations we've been having about their moves in free agency and particularly, like, you know, subbing out Jacoby Myers for Juju Smith-Schuster and some of these other moves, where he gloms on in that question. It's not even the football side of the question. He immediately jumps on and remembers it as a question about how they spend, not the performance of those high-cost free agents.
Mm-hmm.
And so bringing it up here, that's how he remembers the question. And it kind of tells you about where Bill is defensive. It's like not even that Bill is so defensive about the performance on the field and the product on the field. It's about how he's managing it as a general manager, about where he's spending his money and how he's spending his money. And if he's being as smart as the rest of the league, or if he's being as generous with player money as the rest of the league. And it's like, for whatever reason, that's where his mind is stuck. Meanwhile, the rest of us, and I think the fans would say, I don't really give a crap about how much you're paying this guy or that if you're in the playoffs every year. If you're back winning playoff games, I don't really give a crap like what the contract situation or the cap situation is.
Yeah, I'm worried he doesn't get it. You know, and I think this is evidence he doesn't get it, Arcan. Like, he's just like, yeah, well, this is how we did it for 25 years. You're not Brady. How can you possibly act the same way? Well, I think we've been pretty good for the last 25 years. This is how we always do it. It's time to start doing it differently.
And by the way,
it's not how they always
do it. Not only do you not have Brady anymore, but like you have the rookie quarterback contract, which is what everybody wants
you have a window to be aggressive.
Around. And you are spending, okay, not anymore because you traded out some of these contracts, but when that first question was asked in January a couple months ago, you were spending significantly more on tight ends and wide receivers combined than anyone else in the league. Significantly more. Like, if I wrote a story about this, if I remember correctly, it was almost like,
it was like first at tight ends and top five at wide receiver.
But together, those pass catchers together, just significantly more. So it's like, I don't know his obsession with these, like, the dollar and cents side of it. I'm just over it.
Really low.
No.
It does show that he is defensive about it, though. I think that's clear. And, Mego, you're right. I mean, that's sort of when he kicked in with, well, the last 25 years we've managed it this certain way and we've done it pretty well, you know, we've done a good job all this time. And that's sort of the first time he really broached into that, you know, count the rings talk. Mm-hmm. And it was all because of managing money and managing contracts and things like that. So you're right. I mean, that's I think, more than almost anything what he's sensitive about. And it's weird. You know, I mean, I consider that a big part of his job, obviously, but when people get on him about it, more so than they get on him about drafts or free agents or things like that, he gets his back up and he starts, well, 25 years, we've been pretty good at this.
Let me hear the other exchange. This was later, and I don't know, was Bedard at like another table? Was Bedard like listening to a podcast or something? Like, Bedard came back.
Bedard sit on the floor.
Yeah, like he came back and asked like a lot of the same questions that were already asked, but I did think this was a good exchange.
He was at the airport Hilton.
Like, what was he doing? Was he catching up on our podcast or something like that, which you can do on the Odyssey app? What was Bedard doing? Let me hear the other question about spending.
Bill, going back to your comment about the cash spending, you said you were 27th before, you're I think about 28th now. Is what you guys spend, do you determine that or the crowd?
I never said that.
Yeah, you did.
What did I say about now? Like, I never said that.
No, previously, during the season, at the end of the season, you said what
was
the
that was about the previous 3 years at that point in time. I don't even know where we are now. Okay, so it doesn't really matter.
We'll
spend to the cap, we'll have a competitive team. That's really, and anybody who knows anything about the cap, which I'm sure you've studied it, knows that over a period of time, it evens out. So that's all I got to say about it.
Would you like the ability to spend more? Do you have that ability from ownership to spend more if you want to?
I said all I'm going to say about it. Like, we spend to the cap every year.
Okay. Would you like the ability to spend more? Does ownership allow you to do that? Interesting question that Bill engaged on. Zero. Zero. Wouldn't go there. Wouldn't even begin to answer that. Oh, of course they do. Of course Robert does. Just plowed right through it.
I don't even know where we are now.
Okay. So, Bill, first of all, you did say 27th. He didn't say it earlier in this press conference. Maybe that's the record he was correcting there. But,
well, because the spending has changed significantly just recently.
Yeah, they probably dropped. I mean, I bet Bedard's right. I bet Bedard's number is right. They probably dropped. What money did they spend this offseason? So they probably are lower. And Bill doesn't want to throw the owner under the bus again. Hey, Bill, would you like ownership to spend more? Do you have the ability to spend more? Didn't answer it. So I think he answered it without answering it. And I know there's Patriots fans out there going, yeah, don't give him anything. He just gave us plenty with that answer. We'll see what Robert Kraft gives us. He's scheduled to speak momentarily, 617-779-7937. You guys can jump in on Bill. All he had to say, spending, ownership, the approach, does he get it? And we can circle back to some of the stuff on the quarterback as well while we're still waiting on Robert Kraft to speak. We can circle back to Bill and his commitment to Mac Jones or lack thereof.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We are back to Jones and Mego on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
When you mentioned Mac, you said he can play in this league. And to me, it stuck out from the end of July when you said he's made such drastic improvements. We expect, after a very good rookie year, a big jump. It seemed like a come down for him. Were you disappointed in his 2022 output? That he emerged as?
Yeah. Well, as a team, we didn't perform very well last year, so like we all need to do a better job. That's all of us.
Okay, so in some ways, Bill Belichick doing what he always does, coach it better, got to play it better, all these things, et cetera, et cetera. And in other ways, he's refusing to commit to his quarterback. There's a lot of Mac Jones supporters out there. And I don't know, do we feel like the majority of the fan base supports Mac Jones? Like, I really don't have a good read on it. I feel like he's very polarizing, Mego.
I think he became polarizing last year.
But do you think a majority is anti-Mac, a majority is pro-Mac, or do you think it's pretty close to 50-50? I think it's pretty close to 50-50 if I had to guess.
I don't think it's as strong as anti-Mac. I think everybody hopes that the... or to speak
yeah when
for
I say
fans,
anti-Mac just they don't believe in him is I guess what I mean not yeah. Not you don't like him, but you don't believe in him, you don't think he's the guy.
Doubtful. Yeah,
so I think he's very polarizing, and so I think there's a reason why we talk so much about Mac Jones. I think the fan base is undecided. There's no reason to break down Ramondre Stevenson and his job security on the team. Everybody likes Ramondre Stevenson. Everybody knows he's pretty good. Right? Same thing with Matthew Judon. Like, we get it, we'll nitpick here and there, but there's no reason to break that down. We all agree. I don't think people agree on Mac Jones, and I think we're all probably hearing what we want to hear when it comes to Bill Belichick. He's not definitively answering questions, but his refusal to commit to Mac is interesting, and I said this earlier, and I do feel this way. I agree with it wholeheartedly. You shouldn't commit to him. You should keep the door open for Bailey Zappe. It is a competition, or at least it should be. If Zappe comes in and outplays him, then it's the second year in a row he's outplayed him. It should probably be his job. Zappe outplayed him last year. Especially when you factor in the learning curve. Like, wow, it must have been really hard for Mac Jones to have those two bozos coaching him up. How about if you don't know an NFL offense and you have to work with those two? Bailey Zappe did it on that scale. And Bailey Zappe didn't complain and cry about it the whole time. So Zappe was better last year, or at least performed better under those circumstances last year. Now you have another year of it. It should be his job. And furthermore, when it comes to his leadership and everything else Bill was discussing today, he's not exactly going to bat for Mac Jones. Good. I think that's the right approach. That's 100% how I'd handle it. It's one of the first times I've been on board with Bill Belichick and how he's handling things. Is Robert Kraft on board?
Yes.
I think that's something we all want to know.
I was going to say he is on board in terms of he's live right now, but I guess the Patriots aren't carrying it.
Yeah, Patriots.com's not streaming this.
This is kind of unusual. Karen Grigian said...
So he's talking now, but it's not being streamed anywhere.
Right.
Yes.
Not by the team.
This is the latest from Ben Volen. Robert Kraft, I was very disappointed by the way our season went. My objective is for our team is to make the playoffs. We finished under 500 for the first time in a long time.
It was horrible.
So I thought changes had to be made. That's from just about a minute ago. This is odd, though. Yeah, it doesn't look like the video is streaming anywhere. They streamed Belichick this morning.
They did?
They did.
Okay,
oh,
so
absolutely. I watched it.
Bill was inside.
And well,
Kraft is outside.
Got it. So, and the
technology apparently doesn't work outside.
There's cameras around them. Like someone,
No. It's outside. Well, yeah, but can't possibly.
But does that mean
out.
It has the ability to stream and be live? Like, I'm sure we're going to eventually have video of it, but just in real time, I don't know. Okay, well, if we can get anything you guys see from Robert Kraft, even in tweet form, if we don't have the audio of it yet, please keep dropping those in. But basically, he doubled down on what he said last year, which is it's been a while since we've been to the postseason. We hadn't been under 500 now for a while, and they're under 500, and he felt changes had to be made, which means the coaching staff. That's why Bill O'Brien is in. Matt Patricia is out. Let me hear this, actually, while we're sifting through some of these Kraft tweets. Give me the Bill exchange on all the various coaches, and you guys can chime in the meantime, 617-779-7937. We were reacting to Bill Belichick, his lack of a commitment to Mac Jones, which we'll get to, and we'll continue to pick our way through what Robert Kraft has to say, whether we have the live stream or not. Sounds like not. In the interim. But let me hear Bill Belichick on the coaches, which is what we were just reading from Robert Kraft about.
Bill, will Matt Patricia be working for the Patriots this year?
Not sure.
And how would you describe Joe Judge's role on the staff?
We'll talk about staff later on in the spring.
Expect Rod Mayo to have an additional title to an additional linebackers coach.
I don't know.
Okay, so that is doesn't know if Gerard Mayo is going to have a different title. I'll work in a reverse order here. On Joe Judge, he made it sound like he's going to be here. It was a little tough to hear some of Bill Belichick there on Joe Judge, but it sounds like he's going to be a part of the coaching staff and in the building. On Matt Patricia, he said not sure going forward. So, okay, that's Bill talking about the coaches. We already read you the one clip here from Robert Kraft. Again, I'm very disappointed with the way our season went. He also, Mego, and you just dropped some of these in, has expanded a little bit on Mac Jones, which goes back to what we were talking about before. I think there is a push and pull here. I think the owner likes Mac. I'm not so sure the coach does, and I think these quotes from Robert Kraft are coming through in that way.
Here's one from Chad Graff, Chad Graff of The Athletic. Robert Kraft said he's a, quote, big fan of Mac Jones. Kraft said last season there were, quote, some things that frankly didn't work for him, in my opinion.
Okay.
Wow, T-Mac.
Going out on a limb there that it didn't work out with
those
true.
Things. It's true. And he, look, I'm looking at a tweet here from Mike Reese. We've made changes that have put Mac Jones, who's in the stadium almost every day, that will put him in a position to excel. So, again, that's not just... We didn't like how last year went, but he should excel with these changes. So again, if he doesn't, we're gonna throw these comments back in Robert's face. If he does not excel, you're expecting him to excel. If he doesn't, then another change has to happen, whether that's the actual quarterback or whether that's the coach. Like, you're running out of one of those two are running out of excuses. Belichick or Mac are running out of excuses. Although he just said, I guess in a follow-up tweet, who dropped this one in? Arcan? I still believe in Bill.
Yes.
Well, that one I want to hear. I mean, that one I want to hear. What was the question?
I need the
full context on that.
So much.
I still believe in Bill.
I can't wait to get this audio.
Did he pause? Did he hesitate? Did he sound wishy-washy? Is that all he said? Like, that one I need more of. The Mac stuff, fine. I think I can get it. I think I can understand it and wrap my head around it. I still believe in Bill. Was it definitive? Was it wishy-washy? What was it? I'm interested in that. So keep dropping those in. That's good stuff. And if we got to break through the or rip through the Robert Kraft stuff this way, this is the way we'll do it. We'll continue taking your phone calls, 617-779-7937.
Real quick on the Mac Jones thing, putting him in a position to excel.
Yep.
That does imply that he was put in a position to fail. Yeah. Right? Like, that's the other side of that coin that he's not saying, but by making changes that put him in a position to excel, he's acknowledging that it was outside factors that made him fail last year. I think that's what he's trying to
say. Well, yeah, he said outright that, frankly, there were some things that didn't work for him.
They were, what I would say to Robert is they worked for Bailey Zappe. That's
small
what I would say.
Small sample size.
Fine, small sample size, but they worked, right?
Hey, Mac had a couple size. Decent games, you know?
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how many.
They didn't win, but he was decent in the games.
I would counter to Robert Kraft if I were there in Arizona, and I'm not. I would counter, well, those things did seem to work for Bailey Zappe.
Maybe Bailey Zappe then can go wherever Matt Patricia goes.
Maybe. Maybe Bailey Zappe just wasn't such a baby about it and was able to get through it, probably because he didn't know any better. And instead of dwelling on what he didn't have, he just went out there and did his job, which I definitely think Matt could do more of. He was put in a position to fail. Like, I don't even argue with that. But at some point...
Well, to hear the owner say it is, you know...
No, I agree. Having Robert say it is significant. And I think we already kind of knew it based on the staff changes and the statement that went out. But hearing him actually say it, although I haven't heard it yet, but knowing he actually said it, I do think is significant. I'm with you on that. But, like, I don't know. I wish that Matt got over it a little quicker, and I don't think every quarterback would have lamented and carried on and been such a baby last year. I don't think all quarterbacks would have handled that the same way. And I think it does tell you something about Mack. Paul, hello. You're in Westfield. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen and ladies. How are my favorite afternoon minds doing?
Oh, we're doing great.
Stop. I'm blushing.
Hey, I think you state the obvious, yet self-evident, and then the revealing. Remember, the old saying, money can't buy you love, and you can't win with just spending money. And when Belichick occasionally makes a wrong pick, he gets hammered for it. But the overall body of work in 17 years can't be matched. And this is the other clear and obvious fact.
Yeah, but Paul, what I would say is, yeah, okay, like, you can't argue with it. How much of it was Bill, though, in his approach? How much of it was Bill and we don't spend on top-tier talent, we spend on the middle of the roster, we want a big middle of the roster, we're going to beef up our special teams, and this is what we're going to do. We're not going to pay premiums in free agency. How much of it and that approach is why they won, and how much of it was, you know, just having the greatest quarterback of all time? Because, like, to me, you could talk about the stupid triangle offense that the Bulls had as much as you want.
Hey, don't disrespect that.
The reason they won was because they had Michael Jordan. It wasn't the stupid offense. It was Jordan. And I would say the same thing about the Patriots. It's not about their approach and the Patriot way and everything else. It's because they had Brady. I mean, what other conclusion are you supposed to come away with over the last few years? So Bill saying, this is what we've done for 25 years, I think it's worked pretty well, just leaves out and omits a very, very significant piece over most of those 20 years.
Well, yeah, and raises the obvious concerning question of, can they adjust to being any other team that doesn't have a Brady? Can they function that way? Can they figure out how to win the way that other teams can win? And can they sustain that winning?
Yeah, see, these are the things that I don't know. And these are the things that I am curious about and that I'd like to see. I don't think the way they approach free agency is why they win. But that's just me. Maybe you disagree. 617-779-7937. Anything else from Robert Kraft? Still speaking?
He's talking about Snyder, right? Well, he was just talking about Snyder, and if there's going to be a sale, he thinks there might be, but he hasn't heard for sure.
So I think,
don't give me that crap.
Well, I think just real quick on that, I think they're not voting on it at the owners' meetings, probably so they can have some plausible deniability.
Ah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't think the owners want to vote him out. I think they want him to choose to sell. I think that's where we're at with that. And so I think the owners are going to be dodgy on that.
Kraft just said something about Jerod Mayo.
Okay, what?
He said Jerod is an individual. He's right there. I think there's no ceiling on his ability to grow and how competent he is. I was happy we were able to sit with him and keep him long term. I'm going to do everything I can to make that happen.
Keep him long term.
Hasn't made it happen yet, I guess.
No. Well, again, what Tom Curran told us last week is that...
Don't expect anything.
Well, and that it might be Mayo who wants the lack of a title. Mayo may want the lack of a title, and I'm paraphrasing here for Tom, but it keeps your mobility. It gives you mobility. It gives you the ability to bounce around. If you're a defensive coordinator, if they give Mayo the defensive coordinator title and associate head coach or something like that, well, then he can't go take a defensive coordinator job somewhere else. That's a lateral move, and the Patriots could block that. By not having a title, Mayo actually has the ability to move around. And so maybe it's Mayo who wants that lack of a title. But they're committed to keeping him long term, which to me does sound like he's the head coach in waiting.
Heir apparent.
And that's kind of what I've thought. I'm not anti-Mayo as a coach. I'm just anti-Bill's coaching tree. Like, that's the one thing I don't love about having a coach in waiting here, is that it probably has to be from Bill's coaching tree. Now, look, if it's not Mayo, then it's probably Steve Belichick, which I'd rather have Mayo. But that's what I don't love about it. I don't love the idea of Bill's coaching tree taking the job here because they haven't been really successful anywhere else. What, Ryan?
Robert Kraft was asked about the Don Shula record, according to Mark Daniels. Robert Kraft on Belichick, quote, I'd like him to break Don Shula's record, but, we're looking to win and win now. It's very important we make the playoffs next season.
Okay, well, that is an interesting comment.
That's a very interesting
comment. That's the first interesting one, right?
Next season.
I think. Well, I mean, sorry, I shouldn't say the first interesting one, but that's the newsiest one.
Hold on. He said make the playoffs next season?
Yeah, it's very important we make the playoffs next season.
He's taking a step down.
He's taking a step down from winning a playoff game to now making the playoffs. So, Bill, I mean, look, this is how I read it last year, and I guess I was wrong. I said Bill had to win a playoff game to keep his job. Wrong, Jones, because they didn't win a playoff game. They didn't even make the playoffs. Bill absolutely, you know, ruined his second-year quarterback, if you even believed in him, which I didn't going into last year. Ruined him, if you were a believer. Now the bar has been lowered to just making the playoffs. If they don't, based on that comment, Mego, if they don't make the playoffs, and Robert even talked about the Shula record, or was asked about the Shula record, yeah, that's nice. We want to win games.
This is Robert Kraft on Belichick. I'd like him to break Don Shula's record, but we're looking to win and win now. It is very important we make the playoffs next season.
Very important. So is that an ultimatum?
No.
No?
Arkan? I don't hear
you
want to
break
ultimatum?
That record here. You got to do this.
See, that's kind of how I read
that's
it, too.
That's what it sounds
if you,
like.
It's great. We'd like the Shula record.
That answer has nothing to do with the Shula record.
If you want it right.
He's
right.
Tying that to it.
Good point. Yeah. He pivoted to that on his own. He tied those two together. Look, I like the Shula record. I like making the playoffs more. Don't just think we're going to go 7-10 and it's your job next season. Like that to me is the most interesting answer we've seen so far. I shouldn't say nothing else is interesting.
If he had said, you know, I'd like him to break Don Shula's record and we're looking to win and win now. Okay, fine. Whatever.
Yeah.
But he's pivoting off of that.
Your
record's important, but we got to win and we got to win right now.
Excuse me.
What?
Why is this an ultimatum if last year he's talking about winning a playoff game.
Yeah.
And this year he's talking about getting back to the playoffs. Who's to say that next year the quote isn't just being a competitive team again?
We got to be over 500 next year.
Let's be a team who's talked about.
It's totally fair. I just, my answer to that would be, and you're right, last year I thought it was an ultimatum and it wasn't. My answer to that would be, well, at some point he can only keep saying this so much and not actually act.
Yeah.
But maybe I'm wrong. The way to answer it, though, would be, yeah, the Shula record's important and we know Bill's going to break it here. Like, you know, Bill's going to finish his career here and he's going to break that record and blah, blah, blah. Like, there is a way to answer that and be supportive. That wasn't supportive. Ken is in Western Mass. Go ahead, Ken.
Ken.
Hello.
Bye, Ken.
Ken's
Try
not
back.
There. So I do think there's a way to answer that and be supportive. And I think he wasn't. I think he put some pressure on Bill. Now, maybe Robert Kraft just likes to seem like he's a hard ass and he's out here applying pressure to Bill and he'll never follow through to your point, Mego. At least I think that's what you're insinuating.
Well, I'm just saying I don't hear it as an ultimatum because I don't think Bill Belichick's going to get an ultimatum from Robert Kraft. And last year, it's just like, how can you say that he's giving him an ultimatum while he's moving the goalposts in the quote?
Again, my answer to that would be, because how many times can he keep moving the goalposts?
Oh, you can move them all the way to 50-yard line.
He can. And then we just say, well, hey, Robert is just going to keep Bill here no matter what he says, and we don't need to listen to him. Like, you know, Robert
just
talks
to talk.
He just lowered
the bar for what the team needs to be. Last year, the bar that the team needed to cross was win another playoff game.
I thought the bar was pretty low last year.
And now the bar is lower. It's get back into the playoffs.
I thought it was pretty low last year, and it tells you about where they're at. It just tells you about where they're at. Like, I don't think Robert knows they're going to make the playoffs. I think that's why he says it's important we make the playoffs this year, because he knows his team's been irrelevant.
That phrasing's different, too. I believe last year it was, we really want to win a playoff game. We're really trying to win a playoff game. Now it's very important we make the playoffs.
Very important, Bill.
That's different phrasing.
Bill, very important. You want the Shula record? Why do you make the playoffs this year? Hint, hint. How do you guys read that comment? 617-779-7937. Is it an ultimatum? It's how Arkan and I read it. Mego reads it a little bit differently. Robert Kraft had a hollow threat last year. Is this another hollow threat?
And more than anything, it bothers me that we haven't been able to win a playoff game.
Bothers him.
In the last 3 years.
Bothers him. Not very important. bothers him. So is it another hollow threat from Robert Kraft? 617-779-7937. We'll do that plus our triple play next.
Jones and Mego return after this on WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit PitchHitRun.com today.
It's going to be a triple play.
It's time for the triple play.
Yes, triple play.
The top three burning questions of the day.
And there's three.
With Jones and Mego.
Triples is best. Triples is best. Triples is best.
Yeah, you know, triples is best. It's time for the triple play here on this Monday, which means it's a buy or sell Monday. So let's get to our first buy or sell.
Number one.
As you heard from Bill Belichick, everyone's going to get a chance to play, so buy or sell that there will be a real quarterback competition between Mac and Zappy in camp this year. Jones.
I sell that it will really happen. It should happen. I sell that it'll be a real competition. I think if anything happens, Mac plays like garbage for the first month, and then Zappy gets the job. I think it's more likely it works out that way because, again, you're listening to the owner, and I haven't heard all these clips yet, and Robert's still speaking right now in Arizona, and we'll continue to work our way through what he's saying, and we'll play some audio once we have it from his discussion at the owner's meetings. But I think it's pretty clear he believes in Mac, and I think Bill is being told what to do by the owner right now. I think Bill has less leverage than normal. It's why he even spoke at this thing this morning. He doesn't normally do that. Why'd he do it? Probably because Robert told him to. You have to. You can't do what you did last year and get away with not answering questions. Sorry. And on top of that, yep, we drafted this guy in the first round. We're going with him, Bill. So I don't think it's going to be a real competition, even if Bill wants it to be a real competition. And I think it should be a real competition. I bet Max starts week one. I think if Zappy takes the job, it's because of Max's performance in real games. And I could see that happening at some point this year, but not in camp, Mego.
Yeah, it's possible in the spirit of you can't do what you did last year. You can't screw around with the offense this year. It seems like with Bill O'Brien in there, I mean, Bill O'Brien's going to be the offensive coordinator and the quarterback's coach, and he's going to be doing so like in as an adult, as a grown-up coach.
Yep.
Like, it's not going to be Bill over his shoulder squawking at him about this or that and, you know, going through every drill at training camp, you know, demonstrating how to snap the ball. Like, I just don't think we're going to see that as much this training camp. And so, I think it'll be Bill O'Brien running the show, getting the offense back into shape, and Bailey Zappe taking backup snaps.
Okay.
All right, let's go to buy or sell number two.
Number two.
All right, Final Four tips off on Saturday in Houston. Buy or sell the Final Four, the field of teams. Mego.
I don't even understand this one. Buy or sell, like I'm excited about
it? Yeah, how do you feel about these four
you
teams?
Know how it's open about ended. It. You know how I feel about
you
it.
You love UConn, I know that.
I yes. don't feel good about it at all because I sat here and talked a whole bunch of crap
yep.
about UConn
yep.
and how I never had to hear about UConn
you
until
sure
I moved to New England.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like I set some witchcraft in motion because UConn is suddenly unstoppable and they're rolling.
So
rolled over Gonzaga, which was like the only other team that I cared about.
That and again, pray for our Hogs, Ryan. It was just our Hogs got beat up. But it's, I mean, they just, they're rolling over teams. Are you actually, are you hearing from UConn people? Because you should be if
a
you're not.
A little bit. Every year that I've been up here, it's had to be like UConn.
Like, you deserve to be hearing from UConn people like I deserve to be hearing from the trade Swaim and Allmark people. Like, you should be getting that thrown in your face right now.
I didn't go on TV and have them cut a viral video of me talking about UConn.
I mean, in fairness, I mean, the UConn's already won way more playoff games than the Bruins have, for God's sakes. Like, they're a hell of a lot closer to a title than the Bruins. So, all the Bruins have wanted some regular season games. You should be hearing from the UConn people.
I don't know
how
to answer this. Sell, because I don't want any more UConn in my life.
UConn's winning their games by an average of 22.5 points.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
In the NCAA tournament, that's outrageous.
You're welcome for the reverse jinx.
All four of them are by 15+, right? I believe they're one of like three teams that have ever done that, if I'm not mistaken, going into the Final Four. I also sell this Final Four. And you know, look, I'm going to be rooting against UConn. They're now the favorite. And like we can.
Why are you rooting?
We can Thelma and Louise this one off the cliff if you want to, Mego. Like we can go down in flames rooting against UConn. That's fine. I kind of like this Miami team, if I'm being honest. Made some money on Miami this weekend, and I'm feeling good about the line. It's early. I want to see where it goes this week, but I'm feeling good about the Hurricanes, who were down against Texas. Texas also looked awesome in this tournament until they ran into Miami. But no, I don't love a Final Four that has FAU, SDSU, Miami, and UConn. And nothing higher than a 4 seed, how can you possibly like that? I like upsets on the first weekend of the tournament. The later you get into the tournament, I want the blue bloods. I want the high seeds. I want the good teams.
The
blue bloods, not the blue balls. I know you thought I was going to say. That's what we'll be doing for UConn. That's what I'll be dunking them for UConn. But yes, that's a sell. That's a sell is what that is.
All right, here's our third buy or sell.
Number three.
Buy or sell that there is a new Bulldog reporter on the Celtics beat, and his name is Zeke. Our own Ezekiel getting tough with Jaylen Brown. Buy or sell?
We're going to play this audio in the first hour of the show, and then we kind of ripped out the front page with Robert Kraft speaking and Bill Belichick scheduled to speak. But I think, Mego, you and I did the exact same thing over the weekend. I listened to the press conference, and I'm like, wait, you're saying we have it here?
It was reported that you were supposed to interview with Malika Andrews this week. Was that postponed, or... did it just get canceled?
I don't got no idea, bro. Yeah, I don't know.
So it's not, there's no interview for ESPN at all?
Yeah, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Okay, good job by Zeke. Good job, Zeke. I didn't even know he was over, him and Terp are over there for games. I didn't even know this. Terp, thumbs up back there. Terp is there, thumbs up.
Yeah, absolutely. Zeke both are. Zeke, great reporter voice.
Yes.
Very good reporter voice. Not that his regular voice isn't nice, but I didn't realize it was Zeke when I listened to it.
Bravo, I didn't either. Mego and I did the exact same thing. I watched this press conference. I'm like, great question. Who asked this question? I'm like, yes, it was reported that Malika Andrews
set the dialogue for the city.
Malika Andrews, that's exactly what I thought. In all honesty, that's what I thought, Ryan. I was very excited.
Oh, Scal's talking about our radio show again.
I was very excited we were setting the dialogue. That's what I was very excited about. I'm like, look what we've done. Look at what we've done. And, you know, good job by Zeke. But Malika Andrews said they were going to have an interview, and apparently Jaylen knew nothing about it. Interesting.
Very strange.
So I bet the wheels were in motion and it never got to Jaylen. I believe Jaylen when he said he doesn't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, he sounded totally clueless about that interview.
But ESPN and the team might have been negotiating something, and maybe it was already set up. Maybe it was already scheduled to happen before the Ringer interview and before the New York Times piece, and the Celtics said, hey, that interview we had scheduled, not happening anymore. Too hot. And it never even got to Jaylen. Maybe it's as simple as that. But yes, I buy that Zeke is the new Bulldog reporter in town.
What are we sending Zeke to ask next? Because he's got to be in there if
Jason Tatum has to
take a potty break again.
I'm not sure we should forecast it and work it out on the air. I'm not so sure about that. Because I think Zeke was already pulled aside after that question and asked why he was asking that question, among other things.
He got interrogated.
Yes.
Because Malika Andrews said it on television?
Because Malika Andrews said it on NBA Today.
Gatekeeper PR people really got to get over yourselves.
Take it up.
It's so tiring.
Hey, Christian, take it up with Malika Andrews and ESPN. Zeke's just doing his job over there. Good job, Zeke. And yes, I buy he's the new Bulldog reporter.
All right. Well, then it's settled. It's unanimous. Our own Zeke, the new Bulldog Celtics reporter. And there you go. That is a buy or sell Monday in the books here with Triple Play.
Triple Play also settled. Let's get back to your phone calls here before we start playing some of this Kraft audio. It's 617-779-7937. Dan is in Dover. Go ahead, Dan.
Good morning, guys and gal. How are you?
Good.
Hey, Dan.
So two quick things. One, Mego, the whole tooth floss thing. With your explaining, that couldn't be more true. I was walking my dog this morning, and I came across.
I've seen people sending these.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Even in Dover, that's a nice town.
That's true.
Yeah, Dover, New Hampshire. Oh yeah, it's great. Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
and then my second point is, you know, I think that as a Patriots organization, there's a level of complacency, and I wonder if Kraft is tied to Belichick in the sense of if you were to let him go, he's afraid that maybe his image would be tainted a little bit, and maybe he's stuck that way. I mean, I know he's had the issues with the
Dan, I've heard this before, and look, I wasn't even going to tie it into anything going on at Orchids of Asia. I wasn't even going to tie that in. But when it comes to Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft, I've heard this before, that Kraft already moved on from Tom Brady. He doesn't want to move on from Bill Belichick. Like, he doesn't want to be the guy who moves on from both. Like, I would phrase it differently, and I've done this many times. He already lost Brady for nothing. He shouldn't lose Bill for nothing as well, which is why I would have traded him last offseason or certainly this offseason. But we were asking the question, is it an ultimatum from Robert Kraft now? Is it an ultimatum? He was asked about the Don Shula wins record, and we're going to play some of this for you coming up. But he was asked about the Don Shula wins record, and he pivoted and said, well, yeah, it's an important record, blah, 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 but, dot, 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 it's important to make the playoffs this year. Arcand and I both read that as an ultimatum on Bill Belichick. Mego reads it differently. Another hollow threat from Robert Kraft. What do you think? 617-779-7937. We'll get to your phone calls, and we'll hear from Robert Kraft coming up next.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.